What are some of the pranks you remember?
Pranks? Oh, gosh. Pranks. Let's see. There was when they shortened, I believe it was Rick Hill's office by 6 inches.
How did they do that?
They came in one day. A bunch of the people on the Landman server team came one day, and they built with the wall, with the building materials, drywall and everything. They pulled all the stuff out of his office. They built a false wall in the back of his office, and then they repainted the office. And he came back in on Monday and had no clue. Spent 6 weeks before he realized that his office had been shortened. Because he never noticed. It wasn't an issue. So let's see. What are some other good ones? They erased, speaking of drywall, they erased a developer's office one day.
They paved it over.
They took out his relight, took out his door, put new drywall in, paved over the office, totally made it vanish. Could not. It was not there anymore.
How did he get it?
Well, they'd taken his stuff and they'd actually recreated his office in a lab somewhere. They'd moved the lab shop and they'd recreated his office in the lab until they could do the demolition to put his office back. It's one of the important things is you can't do a prank in somebody's office if you're not prepared to undo it when you finally get discovered. Speaking of relocating offices, a week or so before I started, I wasn't here for that, but they swapped a guy's office in a copy room. We used to have these photocopy machines, because of course you didn't have printers back then,
yeah.
And you didn't. There were no laser printers. We had one on camp in the company, and it was one laser printer, and it sat in the computer in the machine room with the Deck 20 and all the other the big Sun machines and everything.
Yeah.
But they took the photocopy room. And they swapped the guy's office with the photocopy room. And it was these little alcoves today they would put a lounge, they'd put a couple of chairs in there and make it relaxing. They put this, they swapped his office with that. Another one, they just simply removed all the furniture from his office, just completely erased it, just took everything out of it and put it down into a locked room that he didn't have access to. They've done false floors. False floors in offices was a popular one for a while, just to raise the floor by 4-6 inches. Then the classic, the granddaddy of all the office pranks, of course, was Steve Ballmer's relight. They went out and bought a couple thousand, tens of thousands, it had to have been, bouncy balls.
Yep.
And put a piece of plywood behind his relight. And then they filled the space between the relight and the bouncy ball and the board with bouncy balls. So that looking at it from the outside, it looked like there was nothing in the office but bouncy balls.
Relight is what?
A relight is the architectural term for the glass panel next to a door. The idea is that it relights the hallway. It lets light through the hallway into the office across the hall. So they did that to Steve's office, and then Steve, it turns out, was allergic to the smell or to something in the chemical in there. So he started getting hives. So they ended up having to take it down that day. There were thousands of these things. And so it takes a lot of bouncy balls. And they were all over the building. They were in the building for months and months and months. Other ones they've done. They took, again, Paul Butsey's office. They removed the furniture. They put turf down. Honest to goodness, living grass turf in the office. They put it down on the ground, little sprinkler system to keep it wet. They put they drilled a hole in it, put a little golf cup in there with a golf putting green, and they turned his office, and then they put the furniture back on top of it. They turned his office into a putting green.
That's cool.
That was what.
Did he keep that one for a while?
About a week, and then it started dying, and it was, it had to go. But some of those, some of the pranks have actually caused some serious issues for the poor janitorial staff, because some of them can be really quite messy and quite, destructive.
People filling an office with ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls, I've seen. Cups of water was another one. They've covered every horizontal surface in the office with ping pong balls. There was a guy by the name of Inderpal Singh who used to work on the media center extender team. For some reason, that team loved trashing his office. And they took his office one day and filled the void, the empty space of the office, with twine, with yarn. Filled it completely with yarn, just running from one side to the other, up, down, left, right side. Made it, it was like a spider web. And then they put black lights inside it so that it would glow. And he, because he'd be on business trips and he'd come back from his business trip and he never knew whether his office would actually be habitable or not when he returned, because they did all these horrible things to his office.